listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isup. It's gone 20 minutes past the 10 Central African time. It's a beautiful day here in Johannesburg. Alhamdulillah, it's the 23rd of Rabi'ul Awal, 1447, corresponding to Tuesday, the 16th of September 2025. As we're approaching it, I think we've got about five months to the Mubarak month of Ramadan. One should try to start to practice and bring the practices into our lives. We should start fasting on a Monday and a Thursday, giving out sadaqah, try to increase our salawat and our durud and salawat and our Quran tilawat as well. Today our topic is going to be on the importance of valuing time. Time is such an important essence in our life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a qasam and took an oath on time. Allah ta'ala says in a noble Quran, it's a short surah, but yet it's so powerful. Allah ta'ala says, wal asr, and by time, innal insana lafi khusr, verily man is at a loss. And it is in our faith, it's in our iman, that it's just not a unit of measurement, but it is an amanat. What do we do with our time? We will be questioned with it. Allah Ta'ala has put us on this earth. Allah Ta'ala has put us on this in this world, not for pleasure, but rather to dedicate ourselves solely for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Because this world is temporary, it's a short life, and we have to strive for the akhirat. And what we do with our time here in this world will be our fate and our final decision of what we did with our time here. If we spent our time in the devilish works, in wasting time, killing time, then obviously our judgment will be of what we did in this world. But if we spent our time correctly in the obedience of Almighty Allah, and there's the making the dhikr, making tilawat, sending durood, all these adkar, then we will see our reward in the hereafter. We will be held accountable for every moment we are given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear that time is a profound blessing. And by the declining day, wal asr, by the declining day, innal insana lafi khusr, mankind is at a loss, except for those who believed and done righteous deeds. That means that we've done our righteous deeds, we read our Quran, we gave out sadaqah, you know, we try to live the life of Quran and Sunnah, and we advise each other to the truth and advise each other to patience. So when we bear patience is also something very beautiful. We might not understand it now, but later on in life, when we see it and when we understand it, we will thank Almighty Allah that, Ya Allah, you have given me this. You have given me this test. And it's mentioned, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I test those only whom I love. Allah Ta'ala says, I test those only whom I love. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, I took the pain like it was an honor. Subhanallah. Look how beautiful it is. That we think that when Allah Ta'ala tests us, He puts us to trials and tribulations. It is not a trial, it's not a tribulation, it's not a punishment, but rather we must always look at it as a blessing and a protection. Because if we went through whatever we went through, or we got what we wanted, Allah Ta'ala protected us. It might have not been something that was good for us. But we as insan, we as human beings, we fail to realize this here. These powerful verses from Surah Asr teaches us that every second we are striving, we are not striving in iman, we are in a state of loss. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are two blessings that many people are deceived in losing, and that is health and free time. This means that we are often taken these ni'mas, these gifts for granted until they are gone. Our time in this world is very limited. Our resources is also limited. And it is of utmost importance that we take advantage for the little short time that we have here in this dunya, so we may bank in our akhirat and we may enjoy the cream of the crop. We live in an age of constant distraction. Our phones, social media, the endless entertainment, the haram, shaitan entertainment are all designed to capture our attention and deviate us from our true purpose, and that is to serve and to worship one and one and only Almighty Allah. And they have these things are created by the West and be created by shayateen to deviate us so that it will steal our time. You know the famous saying, we're killing time because we've got nothing to do. But as a Muslim, we can't use that saying. There is so much that we can do. We should always empower ourselves with knowledge. From the womb to the tomb. From the cradle to the grave. From the fountain to the mountain. We should always try every day to learn something new on a daily basis, because we are never too old to learn. We are always learning every day something new. And we find ourselves procrastinating on the important task, and then later we feel regret as to why I never do it at that time. Why? It's because shaitan is saying, no, you know what, don't worry, we'll do it later. But that later never comes, my dear respected listeners. That later never, ever, ever comes. You say, no, I'll read my Asr. Asr will come to Maghrib. Maghrib, you read your Maghrib. Then you come Isha. No, I'll read it later. You know, I've still got time. 9:30 goes, you're still busy doing what you are doing. 10:00, 10:30. Then you're tired. Then you're lazy. This is all the work of shaitan. Shaitan fills our head with all these waswasa. And tells us that, you know what, it's not that important, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik, that by us just relaxing and killing time, shaitan is enjoying it. Because why? We are not in the obedience, of Almighty Allah. We're not making our ibadat to Almighty Allah. We're not sending durood on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And shaitan is happy because, you know what? Shaitan asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for respite. And he said that I will deviate and I will take man astray. That's what Allah ta'ala said. Wal asr, by the declining day. Declining day, that, you know, the whole day has went. What have we did? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِيْخُسْ. Man is at a loss. That the whole day, what did we actually do? Did we take our time to read the Quran? Did we take our time to send at least 100 durood salawat? Did we? What did we do? Every person, just like how we have our phone in our hand, you can't say that you are busy because you're always on your phone. Just like that, our heart, we must change our mindset. That we must always be busy towards Almighty Allah. We must never be busy for Allah, but rather we must be busy for and going towards Almighty Allah, trying to strive in the path of Almighty Allah. And in the social media and this day and technology, We feel overwhelmed and busy. At the end of the day, we feel we have accomplished very little of true value. And look at it. When we get up for Fajr, we go to the masajid for the menfolk. And when we come back, we don't realize that hour is a barakati hour. We get so much done, you won't understand and how much you can get done in that time. But rather, we're going to go back to sleep. No, my bed is calling. They're 5 minutes. The muadhin calls out day in, every morning, As-salatu khayrun minan noom. As-salatu khayrun minan noom. Prayer is better than sleep. Prayer, but we fail to realize why, because we want to enjoy that 5 minutes sleep. But that 5 minutes you can gain so much reward, how much salawat you can read, how much of Quran you can read in that 5 minutes. This is all but a test for us. And we must be conscious of how we spend our times. Did we ask ourselves this morning, is the time that I'm being spent on something will benefit me in this world and in the hereafter? Will it be benefit? Will I benefit from it? How will I benefit for my akhirat? Yes, in this day and age, you know, in this worldly life, we're always looking at how can it benefit me? If it doesn't benefit me, it's not going to do it. We're always looking for what will be our ulterior motive. But we fail to realize that even if a person needs something, we must never use that as an ulterior motive. Rather, we use it as a neki. We rather use it as a neki and a sawab. Because if you do something for somebody, think of it as that person's dua had been answered and Allah Ta'ala sent you to answer their dua. And look how lucky they are. That Allah Ta'ala chose you because of one dua that they made. So you must never refuse a person. Obviously, within your capability and in your means, you'll be able to do it. Then why not? Bismillah, do it. And when we look at, is it going to benefit me or is it going to benefit my akhirat? Or am I squandering of a gift or a ni'mah that Almighty Allah has given? The modern challenge is to be intentional with our choices and prioritize what truly matters. That's why we need to separate the good, and we need to understand, like we mentioned, is it going to help us by sitting on our phones and we're killing time and we're scrolling through social media? How much more we can really do? How much more we can really gain from taking out the Quran? Leaving the social media, because the things that happen in this day with technology, it'll come and go. But will a chance for you to read that Quran, will it come again? In that moment, that 15, 20 minutes that you were procrastinating, how much more that you could have earned in your akhirat? That with that, my respected listeners, we must understand and we must gather that information that, listen, this is, I'm here in this dunya to gain for my akhirat and nothing else. And this life is a test. And when we do something, we must always correct our intention. Correcting your intention is so important. We have to correct our intention from the start, because we must say that I'm going to work to earn a halal rizq, a halal rozi. We make that intention, Ya Allah, with your barakat, I'm going to my job to earn a halal rozi. Ya Allah, you make it easy for me in my work. Make it easy in my task. You're making that intention. How many of us actually do that? That we go to work and we say, I'm doing this solely for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. I want to gain the reward for everything that I do It's solely for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. You wake up this morning, really the Masnoon Dua for waking up. And when you at work, never forget your salah, wherever you are. When it comes time in for Dhuhr, we pray our salah. When it comes time for Asr, you pray your salah. That's the thing, we must structure our time in such a way that, okay, you know what, I'm going to do this to this. I know my Dhuhr will set in at this time, then I can read my Dhuhr salah. That is what we must do. Always try and fit in. Not try, we must fit it in. Try to fit things that will benefit us. That is our salah. Our salah is a key to success. Muadhin say, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. Come to prayer, come to success. Salah, look at it, salah and success. Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. And practice on a daily accountability. Before we go to bed, we should take out a few minutes and reflect on how did we spend my day? How did we spend your day? Did you spend it in the pleasure of Almighty Allah? Did the actions that you do, was it hurtful or was it pleasant? Did you hurt somebody's feelings? Did you ask them for forgiveness? We should take out our time and think, this, what did I do this year? Was it correct? And if we have done anything wrong to anybody, we should apologize. Say, Ya Allah, I hurt this person. Ya Allah, you forgive me for the sin that I've done. You forgive me for the wrong that I've committed, Ya Allah. And it is so important that people that went to sleep, they all return to the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala, they return. You know, so many people, I know, I think was it a month back, month or two, that Marhuma Shazia Arbi, she passed away in her sleep. She returned to the mercy of Almighty Allah in her sleep. Now, that's just one example of a person that passed away in their sleep. Now, if we hurt a person during the day, reflect, think, did I say, what did I say to a person? Was it hurtful? Did we ask for forgiveness? Maybe somebody won't tell you that, you know what, you hurt my feelings. But did you ask them, are you okay? You know, sometimes when you go to a person and you ask them, are you okay? They have been waiting for somebody to ask them if they are okay. But they didn't know how to approach and say, listen, this is what I'm going through. Maybe they're looking for a shoulder to speak to or somebody to speak to let it out. That's all that a person needs. And when you do that, you give a person a comforting heart. You say, you know what, I can rely on you. I can come and talk to you. That's what they want. People are looking because we don't know that what a person is going through in this day and age, because the fear of being judged, judgmental people going out there, oh, you know what, you are strong enough, but how much can a bottle hold in? Eventually the bottle is going to break, the bottle is going to crack. That's the thing. We should let out and release what is not good for us. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break, and when we return, inshallah, then we will conclude our program.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah,
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Malik, Ya Quddus, Ya Salam, Ya Mu'min, Ya Muhaymin, Ya Aziz, Ya Jabbar, Ya Mutakabbir, Anta Al-Khaliq, Anta Al-Khaliq, البارئ المصور يا غفار يا قهار سبحانك يا وهاب يا رزاق يا فتاح يا عليم أنت القابض أنت الباسط أنت الخافض أنت الرافع أنت المعز أنت المذل يا سميع يا بصير يا الله
يا الله
أنت الحكم أنت العدل يا لطيف يا خبير يا حليم يا عظيم يا غفور يا شكور يا عليم يا كبير يا حفيظ يا مقيت يا حسيب يا جليل يا كريم يا رقيب سبحانك يا مجيب أنت الواسع يا حكيم يا ودود يا مجيب أنت الباعث يا شهيد أنت الحق يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين يا ولي أنت الله يا حميد أنت المحصي أنت المبدئ يا معيد أنت المحيي والمميت أنت الحي القيوم أنت الواجد الماجد أنت الواحد الأحد القادر المقتدر أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر أنت الأول أنت الآخر أنت الظاهر أنت الباطن أنت الوالي والمتعال البر التواب أنت المنتقم يا عفو يا رؤوف يا الله
يا الله يا الله يا الله
يا مالك
listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
It's gone 15 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. And we say Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, between 10 and 11 a.m. Before we close our program, let me give you the rundown of the shows that are to follow. Inshallah, at 11 will be the news with Maulana Zaid Khan. Then from 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. You can send your messages on the numbers 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 27 84 786-3132. Thereafter, 12 o'clock will be the news, and 12 to 1 will be Alpha Sinkosi with the news hour. Then 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 1:05 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Tawbah, verse 112. Surah Tawbah, verse 112. And thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of tafsir from the archive Surah An-Nisa, verse number 24. And thereafter, 2 to 3 will be the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A, and with Mulana Musa Akhudi's advices as well. 4 to 5 will be a Urdu lecture, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Zulaika alayhi salatu wasalam, Kadil Chap Waqia by Qari Hanif Multani. 5 to 7, Mulana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of the Tafsir Yulia at 1 to 1:30, and that is of Surah At-Tawbah. Then 7:30 to 8 will be the Seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Mulana Dawood Sirat. Then from 8 to 9 will be Mulana Khalid Yaqub. 8 to 9 will be the story of the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam by Mulana Yunus, Salman Yunus. And thereafter, 9 to 10 will be the repeat of this bliss of the bliss of marriage. 10 to 11 will be Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. Then from 11 to 12 will be an Urdu lecture by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi, Jannat Ki Ni'mati. Jannat Ki Ni'mati. So that is our lineup from now until 12 a.m. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.